So the question is just the Rambam, if you read it, the way the words seem to go, it seems to be almost meandering, excuse me. Like, you know, what's the question? Is the question about mitzvahs, or the question about all the rabbonans, the shirim yam mitzvahs? Correct? So here, and it seems to be so, so he starts out with mitzvahs, and then he goes to all the rabbonans, and then he goes back to mitzvahs. So what I'd like to suggest, and basically it's what the Rav pretty much suggests, and we're learning with him, is that L'chera, the Ram seems to say that every place where there's a birchas hamitzvah, there's a raya that's a mitzvah min haminyan. And the question is, why the Bahag doesn't quote all, if, why doesn't Ramban quote all the cases of the bracha? That's what we ask to Zidayim and Elim, etc. The same way, Yadlokas Nei Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. Okay? And if you're going to say not like that, that Loisoso by itself is enough for minyan mitzvahs, which the Bahag does count Loisoso, I pointed out, okay? And then, once because of Loisoso, the Rabbanon have the right to misakin takonis gezeiros and also minhogos, and that's the word in the Rambam when he talks about lesakin over here. It has a broader meaning, not takonis. It means anything that they any type of legislation. That's what the Arabic basically means, and ditresh yud gimel midos. Then l'chor you have to count all the rabbanans, but that l'chor is impossible because you're going to end up beyond the minyan of tayag. So that possibility is impossible. So the only possibility you can accept is the possibility of mitzvah rabbanan are different. So then he goes back. They made mitzvah rabbanan are different, but then he says the chamanashach. If it's all mitzvah rabbanan, you should count also the Erev and the Tuzidai. That's the general approach. He talks about Drabonon in general. He talks about Drabonon. He says maybe you can take two approaches. Either you can say it's all Drabonons, and if you say it's all Drabonon, you're certainly going to get out of Tayag, and you can't take that approach if you can accept Tayag, which the Bahag does. So he says, oh, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's only Drabonon and Mitzvah. If that, you have a mother shelf, you should count all mitzvah which have a bracha, and the chayyim, since in Erev and Tzitzis Yadayim there is a bracha, it doesn't count. It so we want to show what's going on. That lechayyim is his approach. Okay. Now, now I want to go into this. There's something I, you know, you see, he starts, if you count all the rabbonons, okay, that means gzeres, anything which is siog, not necessarily mitzvahs, okay? So, the assumption, I just want to explain, here you have to accept Rav Chaim already, if you want to. Here, Rav Chaim's point, I don't know if it's for there it's important, but here, that every drabonon is a chaloshem d'raisa, because if you're going to count the kilos of loisoso, therefore it's a d'raisa. So the question: how does it all work? Because loisoso d'raisa is one loisoso, not 15 or 100 or 1,000 or whatever it is. So that's Rav Chaim quotes in the Rav Chaim quotes of Mekayvet Shiurim in Kuntz Devei Sefer. He quotes Kiyul Raya from the Rambam in Satan, Peri Beis Lachaches, that Kol Ish Shebo Bi Asura Miyomov Ache Shehigdir Ein amayim am orim boitkim es ishto. Okay. V'afil boros has a beis chomov. Even if he's over the rabbonim. Okay. So it means, and if they'll push it, that the rabbonon, if you violate a shvus after shiag deal, it would be boitkim. So it means boros has a beis chomov is different. And it's an isabir, and therefore it's not boikin. And the chayot chal Hashem the reis, because there's no bedikas meisayt. Okay. An aside, which you might find of interest, Rab Chaim is also of the opinion that a cotton who does a meisavera is meisavera is a meisavera. Okay. The Reis, the Gemara of Chaim is called the Rambam in Hilchos Shkogeis, that the Shifchor, that is Ashim Shifcharufa, you know, from Baal HaRasosa, with Baal the Malkis, and that the if he's the Bentes, so his Maisaveira is a Maisaveira, okay? But even if he did a Maisaveira from Isui Bia, that would not be enough. That the mind will not be broken, he has to be balanced. Because he says, call a bi asur miyom of acha shehigdil. Which is an interesting observation. Which is not really what I'm here for, but just the idea.
That's the Rambam's lashon hashehigdil?
Yeah, Dad, I'm reading the Rambam in Perik Beis of Hilchos Seita Halachos. Call ish shebo bi asur miyom of acha shehigdil. Even though bi asur miyom is a bi. Okay, so that's just an interesting observation. That's nothing to do with us now, but if you once you saw the Rambam, I thought I should point that out. Okay, safe. Now, this also, I think we pointed out for Shaitai, that you can bring a guy to Rab Chaim from the Rambam Mamrim, that the Rabbonin of Chometz could be the subject. The subject matter of Zochim Mamrei has to be Zdonik Teres, Shigos Sechatos, and even the Rabbonans, and the Rabbonan of Chometz also would be enough for Zochim Mamrei. So it means the subject of Chometz, so Chometz the Rabbonan is a Chalashem of the Reiser, as a Dover Sheish Boy, Zdonik Teres, Shigos Sechatos. That's another Raya, okay? So the Chera, then, even though it's Chal Hashem and the Reis, the reason not many of them is because since it's the Yog, it's not a separate mitzvah, but it goes, it's included, okay? So that's what the Rabbis would say, a Siyog, a Shavus of Shabbos, is an Isa Melacha. And that's what we used to call the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's not clear that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says. It could be the Ritvah saying that, you know, but the Gemara calls Shabbos and Asayim Loisaseh. Where it's referring to Shabbos itself and the derises of Melacha. Or it's referring also to Shavuos. It's not clear the Gemara like that, but the Ritvah might learn like that also. So whatever it is, the obviously says the whole portion called the Gemara, that the Shavuos is a Melacha with the Rabbon. Okay? And then he said, oh, that's the Pshat Nav Kvega. That a Meshumet L'chal HaKol HaTorah Kula is a Meshumet L'chal HaShabbos might be the Rabbonim, Meshumet L'chal HaShabbos, the Rabbonim might be Meshumet L'chal HaTorah Kula, okay? And if an Isa Shavuos is Take, an Isa Melochem, the Rabbonim for Shabbos, you can imagine that there is a Meshumet L'chal HaTorah Kula, because Shmad is Chil Shabbos. In Chilu Shabbos, it's Dabki Yisra Melocha. This is a double portion. Someone doesn't make Kiddush on Shabbos, it's not a Meshuvah L'chol HaTorah Kula, it's a Chilu Shabbos. But it's not Yisra Melocha, it's not Chilu Shabbos. So it means Shavuos is Chilu Shabbos. Okay? This is all very nice, okay? So therefore, and at this point, all the Rabbonim of Arayis should not be in Minyan, because really they are under that Erva with the Rabbonim. All the Rabbonim of Machos Asuris are not separate Yisurim, But the midrabbanon, that is chametz is chametz, chametz rabbanon is chametz chayis. So it all makes a lot of sense. The only question is, I'm just a little confused, okay? You know, it's all right that he violates Nisabir with Rabbanon, so it's under that category, okay? But I ask you, in Bo'al Sosav Beis Chomov, what's the address?
It's his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not in the
Arab, yes. Okay, good. That's why I asked the question. Okay. So, what I want to do now, I'm going to make a case, okay? I'm going to make a case that Kiru, he's in Vatel, maybe the Mitzvah Kiddushin, okay? And we'll see about it. I'll make the case for you, okay? And let's say you're ready to accept that Kiddushin is not only a Kiru Mitzvah, but is Yisur, okay? Okay. Midraisa, say that. It's all fine and dandy, okay? I'm going to make that case and you'll see it. But I ask you the following question. It's good. It's taka. It's an Issa. An Issa of Kikach is Isha. He's not doing it the way he's supposed to do it. I'll explain to you what it might be. The question is, would you call that an Issa beer? Or the beer is a Hechetimsa for Bittel Mitzvah's Kedushin? Or Issa Kedushin? Or the beer is a beer Asura? So I'm not clear that if you'd ask the question without any agenda, if I ask you a priori, well, the Baal Sasa Beis Chom was Issa Bia. Okay? And that this should be an example by Seta, that this Drabonon should be Chal Hashem from Issui Bia Midaraisa, okay, now I'm going to just explain to you why it might be a bit of a mitzvah kedushin, okay, or an isav kedushin. But you understand yourself that, you know, okay, good. I just wanted to just, now I'm going to make the case, okay, but I just want to tell you, I just want everyone would admit to me, and that's, I think, what's very important about learning, is not to go into Seichel Yosher, at least what you think, you know, what normal thought is, because, you know, someone else, you know, Terry's normal people. So I think the Seichel Yosher would say that it's not an Isabia. And the Ram should say that Baal is also based Homov.
What would the Rav in Isabia and Pnuya? Could that help you?
Yeah, I understand the Ram. It's all okay. But the Baal is also based Homov. He still violates Lo Sekadesha, Lo Yakodesh. You know, the Ram has such a thing, okay? There's a lot. But to say this Luya Kodesh, that you never would have said. Okay, you don't want to say that. I didn't even think of that. But I must say, it didn't occur to me. But I don't know if you'd want to say that. Okay? So I thought you'd want to say, it's from the Isra of Kikach Yishisha. Okay? Say that. So, you can imagine that the mitzvah seim, the sum of the raisa, is not a mitzvah kumas, but there's isui, but there's an isa, okay? And there's an isa that a person should not be noyeg the isha ben noyach, which is nisuin without kiddushin, but before he wants to be noyeg the isha ben noyach, he should make kiddushin. Okay? Okay, good. That's the beginning. Before the Dhamma, that's the Dreiser. And that's the Ramses Kleidemat and Tera. In Perik Aleph, it was each Aloch Aleph. But he understands. The question is, what's the next step? Kleidemat and Tera. Hoy other Begay Isha Vashuk. Im, what's a who? Vihi, Lisa Isa. Machnis and the Beisa, Ubala. Ben Elvein Atzmoy, Vitiya Lola Isha. Boaz Baal. Kibish the Torah, the Savi Israel, Shimitzo Ish, Lisa Isha, Yikno Isa Tchila. That there should be a kinyan before a kicha before the nesuin. V'yach kach tielu yish shnei kicha yish bo aleo. Okay, and that's what Ram says the beginning of Hilchos Yishus Lisa Isha v'ksuv v'kiddusha, that the nesuin should be post kiddusha. Okay, say that. And suin is machnas the base baila. That's the Rambam perik aleph of chesish halacha gimel. Kibish niktas the isha lidnevnas the bekudeshes. Afa pishalei nivela vloi nich nesa the base baila. Harayeshes ish. He have two things. There seems to be two ways maybe of making an suin. Afa pishalei nivela vloi nich the base baila. Then, so, with Rabbonon, you need to be, in other words, in Issa, a bittul, the bittul mitzkidushin is not only to, the deraisa Issa would be to marry her without Kedusha, okay? The question is, maybe, if you talk about marry without Kedusha, maybe it's the beer itself is also? Beer, the beer without Kedusha might be Isa say of Kiyikach. See, if you're ready to do that, then you can say the Baal Sasai is also like that. So then it's not so bad. You see, if I introduced it originally, and I just put it in its, you know, just by itself, it's mamish, like, you know, this don't make any sense. But if you're ready to say that Niug Ishus with Nisha Ben Noach is Isui Bia, and then every time you boil the Isha, you kill him a battle with Kiddushin, which I don't know if it's true. Okay? It's not Kilo. I don't know. It's a little difficult to imagine that it's Loya Kadesha that's Pony about Kvi. I don't know what Derek Kvi is, even though she's Miuchedis to be a Zaina, something like that. That might be whatever, whichever way you want to do it. But if they live as man and wife, see, I don't know if, you know, Pelegesh, the Ram clearly is not in favor of. The question is, what's the Issa? And maybe the Issa is Bitlamitz Kedushin. I don't know if it's Kedushin necessarily. So if you're ready to accept that, then you can flip it and say the Baal Sasa Beis Chomov is also like that. Okay. Maybe. And the Rambam seems to say in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, when he talks about Alusa and everything, he says, V'yichud, he says, V'yichud, lovo eleho, v'yishnir b'beis ovio, ad also the lovo yaleho be a shnir the base of vio ad shiovi oiso the sech beso the isyachirimo the afishenoloi. There's an isa beer base of vio until he brings her into his house with yichud. The yichud zeh o niko kisel chupo bo niko nisuin b'chol moke. Vaboa lisosoi l'shem nisuin acha shekitcho mishiara bo kono. So l'chayra, abal u'sasa l'shem nisuin, acha shekitcha, it seems that the Suin would be by itself also. So it could be without Achnos of Shusa in Yichud. So it could be that the Rabbanon was that the Bia in Beit Chomov, by definition, is not Lashem Nisuin. That's Boros also Beit Chomov. So in Mela, it's the thing, you're back to where you started. And maybe it's Nisa Bia. Because if you're ready to accept that the din is not to have like Ishta ben Noach with in the beard, maybe the beard itself is also that you can imagine. The thing's not completely off. Okay. Va'bola u'sosoi l'shem nisuin achashikitshe mishiyah b'kona v'nasis nisua v'harikish l'chol dava. No. He doesn't mention this. He's in the sewer. This is in the sewer. So this is Hashem Nisua. So I guess what's going on Beit Chomov. So I guess the Rabbanon assumed, or part of the psak is that in Beit Avia it's not Shaykh Hashem Nisua. It's only Beis Nus. Okay. Well, that's an umdano. That's what they said, or whatever it is. So it's not a Beis Hashem Nisua.
But where is he talking about that Beis there? It's not a Beis
Chomov. No. I hear the say, just says Tom. About Boal was also, but Lashem Nisuin, he said, one second, he said, also lo yilavu aleho b'yishnir b'beis ovio. It says only b'beis ovio. And then afterwards he says, Boal was also, Lashem Nisuin, achra shekitsha is the Nisuin. So I assume this and that, and I'm not talking about the same thing. So I assume, only maybe I'm wrong, that either you say Beis Avia, it wasn't Lashem Nisuin, or Beis Avia by definition is not Lashem Nisuin. Because I can't imagine someone to say, you know, boil that Beis Nisuin to give Marcus Maldus, whatever the Gemara suggests. If Lamai says, he says, no, I had in mind Lashem Nisuin. He can say whatever he wants, because Lamai doesn't have Eidim for Nisuin. So he can say whatever he had in mind. Okay, but that's not really our issue now. But that's something to think about. Okay? I'm just saying that. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. Okay. Now, we also mentioned that, and if we did mention, but let me say it anyway. You don't get the impression, okay? Oh, let's even forget. I think the most we'll do this is going to be the most important issue. We'll focus because I want to get right to the next issue, really, and move on. We had a problem in Sanhedrin. I think we talked about in terms of the minyan. We talked, I think, the minyan akotze. And that, you know, the Rambam even in Akdomo seems to talk about the efficacy of the Matiki Ashmua. The Matiki Ashmua. Basically, the Rambam in Akdomo is addressing the following question. You know, someone will come and say, what the heck, what's Mechaimi in keeping Talmud Bavli? So Rambam says, they call man is Matik Ashmua until Avinu Rashi, you're mechuyev to accept their rulings, and that's what Talmud Bavli is all about. Because Talmud Bavli is safe halach from Avinu Rashi and Shema Yisrael. And that's Mechayev Loisosu. Okay? He doesn't mention Asay of Kol HaShiruch, he mentions Loisosu. Okay, did I mention this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then I said, it's very much we can say for mitzvahs, because the Ram talks and say if a mitzvah by loisosu, he says matik yeshmua, or barak kabod, which translation you have, which we do the same. And when he talks about kachol shirucha, asher givucha, kachol shirucha, he talks about bez nagodo. So it's mamish gevaldik. So the Ram Nadom is mamish gevaldik. He's talking about Bezen. He's talking about Matik Yashmur. Therefore, he says Lisoso. And he's talking about being a Rashi in Shalom Yisrael. Correct? However, if you want both Yaseh and the Lisaseh, then you have to have Bezen Agor. Okay? And then I said, that also can be true. That then.
Bez Nagod means the same criteria as Zakin Mamre?
No. I don't know. Okay, I'll explain to you what it is. Okay. Bez Nagod in Mishneh Torah, the Ram talks about Bez Nagod Shem Yerushalayim. And at the moment they were Golso from Yerushalayim, so the efficacy is lost. He doesn't say you need Dafka Lishagos. It's the Ramban will find in the Shoshim seems to equate Bez Nagod with Mokum Gerim. And Shalom Yisrael. I don't know if the Ram goes so far. The Ram even has the Bez Nagod for Kiddush HaChodesh and Tume Abayin Robo. But when he talks about the Amud Ero, the Bez Nagod in Hilchos Mamrim, he talks about Bez Nagod Shem Yerushalayim. Okay? So I can imagine the Kol Asher Rucha, the efficacy, he did give me the Shatel in the Dreshes Bohen, is, that's a Lois to say, but the Kol Asher Rucha, which the Ram says you make Birchas HaMitzvahs based on, okay, L'chol is only Takonis from Bez Nagodol in Yerushalayim. After that Yerushalayim, he can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah, because he can't say Sheik Lishon Mitzvah. L'chol, that's what comes out, okay? It's just, it's not clear to me. Let's say it like that. I don't know. Say it in a simple way. It's not clear to me that you find in Rama Mishneh Torah there's an efficacy of Matik Yashmur for Lisoso. The only discussion of Loisos is also very interesting because his whole discussion about making new mitzvahs, okay, and making a Baal Tesef for a new mitzvah doesn't have Mishneh Torah at all. It's interesting, okay. He only has it in the Agdom. Okay, say it.
He covered it, what's the problem?
What?
He covered it.
Okay, good. See, the only question is, okay, let's do it like this, okay? You see, the Ramam L'Chera let me ask somebody else. Let's start like this. Why don't you make a bracha minig? Okay. And what's going on with Baal Tesef? Okay. So I would have told you, and why does the Ram quote the bracha over here? So the Ram learns in Vitzivonu in Loisoso and Bitzivonu are the state door that there's a Chaloshem mitzvah midaraisa. There's a mitzvah called Mikro Megillah. And that's the problem. How they should be about Tesef then? Because Asher Kedishon Loisoso, right? Bitzivonu. And Bitzivonu, the Ram quotes the Sachabach, Bitzivonu, oh! Likos Alchemy, Likos Megillah, Amikum Megillah, Ovitzivonu, Ligmos Ahalil, Ovitzivonu, Lahalikner. So, what's Miller? Because he's learning Ram, learning Ototophanus Habracha. it remains, it becomes a mitzvah, a new mitzvah. Okay? So, once you're ready to accept that, said Rambam in Hagdomo, after the Midian HaMitzvah Kotzer, we talked about Teisa, that makes a lot of sense. That once you're ready to say it's a Chal Hashem mitzvah Medaraisa, so maybe there should be a Baal Teisif. And then I'm trying to explain why there isn't.
Why do you think it has to be a
mitzvah? What's the Teisefis over here? Why do you say it's a Teisefis? If the Rabbon, why did Teisefis and the Minyan Tayag? What's the Baal Teisif on? The Baal Teisif is the Minyan Tayag. So it means it's, you, the Ram learned, I assume, that it's a mitzvah, it's a Chalus mitzvah Deraisa. Because
the rabbi's trying to be most of something, but not doing it,
I don't know what trying to do it is. Let's say, for example, I come and I want to say, let me ask you a question. Why does the Ram only say in Akdomah that the Baal Teisif is only on Bezdin? So we know about Baal Teisif, which Ram doesn't talk about Mishatera that much. You have Hey Tritophis and Tefillin, you do this. You add something to the mitzvah, okay? So let me say, I'll come and say, no, there's 16 or 14 mitzvahs. There's a Baal Teisif in there. So I would tell you the Baal Teisif is because Bezdin has the efficacy to make a Chal Hashem Deraisa. And they say it's a new mitzvah, so therefore there's a Baal Teisif. That's what I would say. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm off, okay? That's what I would say, but I think it's a reasonable thing to say, okay? But you know something? In Mishneh Torah, there's no mention whatsoever about a Baal Teisif of adding a new mitzvah. In Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam mentions Baal Teisif not as adding a new mitzvah, but Baal Teisif on the Bosarif, Bacholov, and the whole discussion at the end of Perek Beis of Ki'ilu adding on. And if he looks at Baal Teisif, he doesn't say there's a Baal Teisif making a new mitzvah. The Baal Teisif is adding on to Torah. The Torah said it's only Bosar Bacholov, and you're saying that it's Bosarif Bacholov. And you're the tailor, he says, and he's a bishul, and you're saying that it's this. So you make a takon of the bonus it's also to have it. And that's a Chal Hashem Medaraisa, and that's what the problem was. So I'm not even clear that the Rambam Mishneh Torah has such an option that this should be a Chal Hashem Mitzvah Deraisa of Mikom Megillah. That it should be not a mitzvah klolus. And I want to tell you why I say it. Okay? Let's find it over here.
Rabbanah also has it too.
One second. I'm working through the Rambam there. One second. Rambam Hilchos Brachos. Okay, let me read to you Rambam Hilchos Brachos, okay? So we read part of it, we didn't read the whole thing. And I wanted to ask, I asked the Stira. What does the Rambam want over here? Oh, so Derechagav, what did I want to tell you? I want to tell you before I finish this. Maybe the Rambam held as the Poshet that Minhogais, it doesn't become a new Shem Mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. The whole efficacy of Minhogis, it becomes a leisoso. Even in Chibut Arovis. So you can't make a bruch on such a thing. Because Hashem Yishem Mitzvah Zivonu Otis Achal Hashem Medarasa. I don't know if you can do such a thing. Maybe that's the issue of Minhogis. So I'm telling you, once you do that, you can flip the whole issue about Minhogis, why you don't make a bruch. Even though there is a leisoso. Because leisoso is not enough. You need something tvati in Chol Sheirucha that you might not have. Now I want to read to you a Rambam, okay? Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Gimel. Now listen carefully. V'chein kol ha-mitzvos, she'hem yidivri seifim, Bei mitzvah shechayiv mit divrayim kol mikom megila halachas ne shabbos halachas ne chanukah bei mitzvah she'einu chayiv kol eruv netilas yadayim mevorach al kol kol nasiyosan hashem yishon mitzvah bezivonu laaseis. Okay. Veichan tzivonu batera shekosu bo asheyom ulocho taase. Okay. So what should be the punchline over here? Because you have to listen to them to do Megillah and do this and do that, correct? There's a problem over here. L'chayr, it's mamish gvaldik. You don't need anything more, correct? The Chacham Mishneh Torah is working very hard. It's almost as if he's being challenged by something and coming to meet a challenge. Okay? And listen to his lashon. And just tell me, in context of what he's saying in Sheresh Aleph, if you could imagine writing such a thing. Nimsa inyan hadvorim v'hatzon kach. Hu asher kirishonu b'mitzvosov. Or the Eibishter HaKadosh Baruch asher kirishonu b'mitzvosov. Shetzivu bohen Lishmoyim me'elu shetzivonu ne'er shel Chanukah holikus Megillah. He makes the tzivui very indirect about Mikom Megillah. So I ask you, but tzivonu is the Rabbanon's efficacy is the chalosh Mikom Megillah Raisa, and that's the tzivonu, correct? And he's working very hard about the tzivonu over here. Listen again. Nimse inyan advorim v'hatzo'on kachu asher kirishon b'mitzvosov shetzivu behen lishmoya me'elu, that's the ha, the bez, yeah, shetzivonu, that we have to listen to those who tell us to do this, but there's no tzivu on this. The tzivu is to listen to them. Shetzivonu lahadik ne'er shal shesh ha'chanukah olikos le'megillah v'chein shakol ha'mitzvah shedivri sorifim. Okay, so a priori reading this, I would tell you that the Ram is trying to do the opposite. He's trying to take an opposite stand of the way he interpreted in Sheresh Aleph, and it's Ivonu Midraisa, all the best the Rabbanon can do, the Midraisa can tell us that make a Lysosso, and everything is all the same in mitzvahs. So mainly, you couldn't say Mitzivonu Likresa Megillah. You couldn't say Mitzivonu this. You can say Mitzivonu Lishmoel HaChamim. And the Chum told us to do this. Okay. If that's correct, then we understand very well that the Rambam Mishneh Torah could not have given an answer of Baal Tosef of Megillah. And Baal Tosef about Hoysof on Tayag Mitzvahs. Because that was never in the repertoire of the Chachmei HaMisori to do such a thing. And the Rambam is Metachlis HaDikduk, because in Mishneh Torah he made a reversal about what a bracha is. All this telling you, it's almost an amazing thing. If you look at what he's saying in the Shoshim, he's taking a certain stand about the bracha, and it's the reason the Kaddish Minyan misses. And In Mishneh Torah, he's going out of his way to a priori interpret it a different way.
Is the stand in the Sheresh Aleph straw man he's doing to sort of work on the Bahag? Or
okay, we don't know that. You could say it's all okay. You could have said that he's only trying to come as a defense attorney for the Halachos of Davis. That's certainly possible, okay? But the other hand, when you get to the Hagdomo after Minyan HaKotzeh and he's saying there's a Baal Tosef for Mikom Megillah, I don't know if I would have taken such a stand. Okay? And in fact, that he does in Hilchos Marmum, he doesn't take such a stand. I could have imagined there's a difference of approach over here. And if that's correct, there's an amazing thing going on. Okay? Which is, it's amazing, correct? But then, I just want to tell you, I'm not finished, I'm just getting started, okay? But I think it's mamish, it's very important over here. But then it comes out, this general approach, which is counterintuitive, and almost someone would have told me this a priori, I said it's insane, that the Rambam Nakdoma, not only the Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer, is like smack in the middle of Nakdoma. So if the Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer goes according to Sefer Mitzvah Mishneh Torah, so the Hakdama, which is prior to that, could also go with Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? And then the few words, the epilogue of what he says in Minyan HaKotzer could also go with Sefer Mitzvahs. No reason why not, because he's playing the Minyan Tanyag. So it comes that amazing thing that even though you never would have wanted to say such a thing, there's no hechach in Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam Hilchos Brachos seems to point in a different direction to say there's any relationship between what the Koyach HaChom. See, it could be in Mishneh Torah you have a proof to say that the Rabbonon, when they make an Issa Bia, it's an Issa Bia mit Chachal Hashem Adaraisa. When they make an Issa Shmus, it's a Chal Hashem Adaraisa. But we don't know that they can make new mitzvahs. And maybe that's why the Rambam is going out of his way to talk about Tesef and the Devetei and Uchaz Mamrim. He doesn't mention like Tesefon on Bezdin. It's also on Bezdin. But the Bezdin is Lohisav of Devetei, not Lohisav of Minyan Tanyag. That's how he refers to it. Okay. Then, I would tell you, maybe it's Lishitosai. Because the Rambam does an amazing thing in Sefer Mitzvahs and make in Mishneh Torah and makes an about face of his approach in Sefer Mitzvahs to Mishneh Torah. And I'll tell you what is the mitzvah asher yigid lecho min hamakom or kol asher rucha. Okay, so the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is machalek between Matiki Ashmur and Bezen HaGodol. Otad Lisoso is a Matiki Ashmur, and you don't need Bezen HaGodol Bedafka. And Otad the Dina Kol Sherucho is Bezen HaGodol Shemi Yushalayim, or Bezen HaGodol, whatever it happens to be. In Mishneh Torah, you don't find this at all. You don't find a Koyach HaMatik Yashmur. And the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, when he talks about Leisosu, he mentions the Minyan HaMitzvah Kotzer, he talks about first to listen to Bezen HaGodol, that's Aleph, and Bez Leisosu with Divreim, which is also going back to Bezen HaGodol. And this difference, which he has in Sefer Mitzvahs, between Bezen HaGodol and Matiki Ashmur is non-existent in Mishneh Torah. Okay.
He never mentioned Matiki Ashmur ever?
No, he might talk about Matiki Ashmur, but when he's talking Hilchos Mamrim, when he's defining that the Koyach HaBezen HaGodol to make droshes and takonis, or he's talking about the mitzvahs are saying to listen to them, it's only Bezen HaGodol.
Not Ravina Ravashi.
So Lachayim is not Ravina Ravashi, because he starts Hilchos Mamrim with Bezen HaGodol Shebi Yushalayim.
Even in the Akdama,
he doesn't
mention anything
about Tiki Shmo? No. Akdama does. In Akdama, you see, what he mentioned, there he's talking about Bezen making a takon, it doesn't make a difference. Because he's working, if he's talking about Bezen Mechadish and Mitzvah, so, you know, in other words, I just don't know when we talk about the Leisosur, okay, we talk about a Leisosur, I just don't know how everything plays itself out, because I don't know in Mishneh Torah, if you look at Mishneh Torah by itself, you don't know there's a Leisosu in anything except for Bezen HaGodol Shebi Yushalayim. I don't want to open up an issue when someone's going to come to me, what's Mechayev Aslista Avinu Avashi? the Ram Mishneh Torah. In Achdom I know. He says, Lo Yisosek, because of Matikei Shmua. In Mishneh Torah, it's not clear. On the other hand, I don't know how much it bothers me, because the Ram's Mashma, the Ki'ilu, even the Ge'inim, you could have had to listen to Takon, at least with Mekhaimam. Even though, L'chayr, there's no Lo'isosek. Even though, I don't know what there would be a Lo'isosek, in, I just don't know where you would say, where you start and where you end. But I'm just, all I'm telling you in Mishneh Torah, a brocha is dependent on Kilu. You see, there are two changes over here. There's one change in terms of the Aseh and the Lois Aseh are the same, and they only in Bez Nagodo, or they end Matiki Ashmua also. And the question is, also, when the Rabbonon do, when they can make a new mitzvah, with a brocha, which happens to be Matiki Ashmua, according to the Rav Nagdoma, okay? Is it a separate mitzvah, or it's under the general umbrella of Lo Yisosek? So I think all the stichos that I was talking about are answered. You know, when this occurred to me, it's mamish like an amazing thing going on over here. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm just off in Ganzen, or maybe what I'm saying is correct. But certainly everything I said, I'm making this for Kitzur because I mamish was working this over again today and again just to make sure. I'm not sure 100%, okay? But I certainly can say that, you know, it's certainly food for thought. It's not something she told me I didn't mention Ganson, but it's an amazing observation. If that's correct, then the Ram is 100% right for not mentioning mitzvahs over there in Hilchos Mamu. Okay, because it's not a separate it's not a separate Chal Hashem of the Raisa, so it couldn't be a Baal Tesef. And also from another reason, okay, even those mitzvahs they made when there was a Bez Nagodo, okay, it might not be Mechayiv a Baal Tesef because it's a general Baal Tesef. It's general Leisoso, and only in Sefer Mitzvahs, which you could have said is only according to the Bahag, but in after the Minyan HaKotzer, we're ready to say he's ready to be apologetic by Victor Megillah that Kila's a Baal Tesef, he doesn't have a Mishneh Torah. So this is absolutely amazing. Okay? Perseida? Okay, I'm ready to go on. Okay? That was the, that's what I wanted. The truth is I have a lot more on this, okay? But I wanted to do this for kids because I want to make sure I got this and you got the general picture. Okay? Okay, now. So that's the Lushan, I'll tell you. I mean, if you want, you see. The Lushan, Alocha Aleph and Bezin Hilchos Mamim, Bezin Hagodol Shibishalayim, and Ika Teresh Valpeh, Ve'emude Allah, Mehem Chok Umishpot. Yetzei l'chol Yisrael ve'aleim hiftich ha-tere sh'nemo ha-pi ha-tere sh'yerucha zu mitzvah saseh. Okay? Kol mi ha-lachabei she'enu oisik ha-rason oiva lo yisaseh. Ha-rason oiva lo yisaseh she'em lo yisosu min adob ha-shei yagib l'chol yimin u'smol v'chule. Echa dvorim sh'lomdu oisik mipi ha-shmur ve'in tere sh'ba-peh v'echa dvorim sh'lomdu mipi ha-daitom ביחס מהמידה שאתם נדרשת בהם, ונראה ביניהם שדום הזה ככו, ויחד דבורם שעושים סיוג לתאר, ולפי מה שהשוט צריך, והן גזרס תקונת מן הוגס, כל אחד מאחד מאלו, השוט שדבורם מצווה עשה לשמוע אלוהם, הוז להן? בז לגודו. ואוי ועל כל אחד מהן, אוי ובלויססה, הוי רואים, על פי התאר שירוחה אל תקונת גזרס מן הוגס, וכולי. וכל דבר שיגידו, and lechera, it's all the same. You don't find any difference. And even clearer, in the minion in front of Hilchos Mamim, Yesh b'chon teisha mitzvahs. Shalosh mitzvah say, v'sheish mitzvah loisze, v'zeh u'pilto. Aleph, la'asris al piyateiro sh'omu lonu beznagodo. That's not matikei shmur, it's beznagodo, right? Beis shalosu mi divrehem. So he's going out of his way to equate the two, and in Sefer Mitzvahs he goes out of his way and uses different lashonis to separate between the two. So that will explain why he has to explain Broch in a different way, and explain a lot of different things. Okay?
Where does that leave us? When I'm a chip about Rashi and Rashi, I don't understand.
Okay, I asked one thing. I didn't say where it leaves us with that. I'm not getting involved in who has efficacy and what has efficacy. My job over here is to tell you what the Ram says in Mishneh Torah and what he says. You know, the truth is, I can attack the whole business. The Ram says the efficacy of Avinu Avashah. I can attack what he says in Nagdoma also. Historically, you know, it might not be correct because he claimed that everything was accepted in Talmud Bavli, B'shaitai, which is not true. Because there were four Sefer Chilukim, and Eretz Yisrael didn't necessarily accept the authority of Bava. But the Rambam says that's what it is. What is mechayev us to listen to the Matikei HaShmur and Talmud Bavli in Mishneh Torah? If Vesnet. But I don't know anything. I don't know, you know. I'm not trying to, it shouldn't be quoted, I just don't know. I'm not trying to tell you that it's laissez-faire, okay? I don't understand that. There's a Dosh Haran that talks about Achagav Nahateis. I can't tell you what it is, okay? But the Leisosur, which the Ram has in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the way he has it, Mishneh Torah, seems to limit a Bez Nagodah Shem Yishalayim. That's what he seems to be saying. But you know something even more serious than that? You know, you can ask, what is the efficacy of the Talmud Bavli to Darshan Yud Gimel Midas? That's the same issue. Because if the Leisosu is based on Bez Nagodah Shem Yishalayim, you know, you don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm not questioning faith. I'm not questioning anything. I'm just pointing out what the words say.
No, but you could flip it and say, why can't we show you Darshan Midas? I mean, there's no...
I understand.
Well, I challenge the authority also on the Piashmo and Baron whether people have to accept what they say.
It's only the Lashon Mamre. See, I would have assumed that, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you what it says. Okay? What I said, I think, is pretty clear. Okay? Say that. That's what I said. All of your deno, I write to myself like this: She'achrei golus Sanhedrin miYerushalayim yesh tadaktik malchayach shematik yashmur lechadish mitzvah shemavolchan aleim tefiram sefer mitzvahs vagdomo leMishneh Torah umahu kayach ligzog zeres asakim lidrush b'gemilish atol lefiram Mishneh Torah. Okay, b'seira. But v'olam tzrichin Talmud. Okay, we're saying that. I didn't say they have no koyach, but you have to know what the koyach is. Did I say anything unfair here? I think every word that I said, I'm not trying to attack anyone, trying to attack anything. I'm not saying I have any power. I'm not saying anything. I'm just trying to interpret the words. We say that? Now, let's go on. What's the time now? So we'll continue. I just want to tell you, okay, good. Let's start now, and then we'll pick it up in a minute. So let's get ourselves a little bit here into this. Okay. The Rambam now continues. I'm going to do a little more of the Rambam, and then we'll go back to the Ramban, okay? Uvebeya omru, b'shor shetikin shlomo, eruvin v'yodayim, yotza basko, v'yomru, b'ni, im chochom libcho, yismach libi gam oni. Okay. So he's talking about a Kamosha Monu, let's just read the beginning of it. Ukmosha Monu ne Chanukah, Umiko Megillah. Hoylehem limnois natilis yadayim ve'eruvin. Va'anachn mevochim ha'sheker shel mitzvos ovitz v'anachn natilis yadayim. Ve'al mitzvos eruv. Okay. Kmo shorim mevochim ha'miko megillah ulad l'gnei shel Chanukah. Va'komu d'rabon. Ve'bei omu mayim rishonim mitzvah. Mayim mitzvah oma abaye. Mitzvah lishmo et divrei chachamim. Kmo she'omu mikra megillah v'nei chanuk hechi zivon m'lo yisosu. Okay. This is going on what? Just to get you oriented, we'll pick this up. What's the gemara? It's a gemara chulin, right? What's it going on? Go on. Mayim rishonim for chulin, right? Okay, good. Ukfah hisboya. Shekol ma shetikein tiknu ha-nevim aleyem ha-shalom. Who are the nevim? Nevim, wherever they were. But, you know, it wasn't Bezin, it wasn't Avinu Vashi, okay? Oh, nevim, okay, no. Okay, nevim. She'omdu until ma-chayim ha-ochi, there were no more nevim, correct? She'omdu achrei Moshe Rabbeinu, who gam came with Rabbonim. ובבי אומרו בשור שתיקן שלמה אירווין ויודעים יוצא בסקו ואומרו בני אם חוכם ליבכו יסמוך ליבי גם עוני. So he seems to put this a whole chant. He's talking about נביא, he's talking about שלמה המלך, correct?
You think שלמה's a נביא?
That's also another issue. There's theories about this, תמור נבוכם. I'm not getting involved in this, there might be other theories. I once worked on this. Okay, maybe I did it over here also. I'm not getting involved in this at the moment, okay? In Moen Nevuchim, certainly in, I don't know if it's Chil Beis, Perig Mem Dalad or Mem Gimel, it's Mefurish, in the Maile Shlishi of Nevuah, that Shlomo was not a Novi there, if you want to know, in Moen Nevuchim, because it's a Chaloyim. Okay, but I'm not getting involved in that now, okay? But he says, I'm just reading it, Obey Omu, that's like, you know, That's the ant, the Rav would have said. It's not the ant.
What does the Basko's Mamar?
Bishor, okay, good. What's second? We didn't get it. What's it? Bishor, Ubebei Omu, Bishor Stikin Shalom Eruvin, Vyodayin Yotza Basko, Vyomu, Bini, Im Chochem Libcho, Yismach Gamoni. Okay. Besaid, we have to know. Whatever it is, there was Kilo Askoma in Ruach Kodesh Basko, wherever that is. Okay, Besaid. ובאירוי במקומס אחרים שאירווין ניקו דרבונון וידיים מדברי סויפו. So he is referring to the Eruvin of Shlom HaMelech and the Yadayim of Shlom HaMelech and the Mayim Mishonim over there talking about Shlom HaMelech. Okay. So the main issue is what was Shlomo's Takona. Okay. And whether the Rama Mishneh Torah, and he quotes Shlomo's Takona in Hilchos Avos HaTumas, would subscribe to the same formula that he has in Mishneh Torah. And what was Takona in Mishneh Torah? What was going on in Sefer HaMitzvos? Is it the same? Is it not the same? And what are the issues? That, L'chaira, is the beginning. And if I have more time, I'll go into Eruvin also, believe me. So, Mitzvah Shem, Motzoi Shabbos, unless for some reason you want otherwise.